Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling today. We got some good stuff lined up for you, to continue to be lined up for you today. We got Elise Benin, who's back with us. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including the brand spanking new one that's not quite out, I don't think. I think it's soon to be out, called Stop Pushing Me Around, a workplace guide for the timid, shy, and less assertive. You know, people like me, folks. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Why are you laughing, Elise?
Because I'll bet there's a little corner of your personality that is kind of shy and timid.
I am. No, I don't know what you're talking about. The timid, shy, and less assertive. That's me, isn't it?
That's exactly you. You're my market.
Well, you're in big trouble, right? Now, when is the book coming out?
In July.
Okay, so it's real soon. And so even though we've been teasing them about this book for how long? About 6 months now.
Yeah.
But we've been building this suspense, and we're going to launch it, what, next month sometime?
Yes.
Okay, so we got to do that. That'll be fun. Stop Pushing Me Around. It's all about building confidence, isn't it, Elise?
That's one way to say it.
Okay, well, what's another way to say it? if you don't like my way, what's your way?
Well, I guess I would say that it has to do with speaking up, learning how to speak up. And building confidence may or may not be part of that process.
Hmm. Those two not go together?
Well, because I actually am not sure what confidence is and whether or not it exists, and I don't necessarily think
really?
We need it. Mm-hmm.
Really? Explain.
Well, I just think that, I talk to a lot of people who tell me that they're shy and that they don't have confidence, and that's why they can't do certain things like speak up at a meeting or introduce themselves to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense often is that that's some idea they came up with or someone gave them.
Right.
And that it gets in the way, and that if they could drop the idea, see things another way, they might be able to just reach out their hand and say, hi, my name is Elise. And that you don't necessarily need to do all the work of this building confidence in order to do that.
Well, the only thing, and I'm gonna take what you just said, I'm going to run with it just a little bit and see what you think. I think what I heard you say is that some experience, something happened to cause you to not have confidence, to not speak up, to be shy and timid. You're saying that you think something caused that. And I think if you're right, then the way to stop that, the way to reverse that and to change that is for something else to happen to cause you to be more confident, to be a little more assertive, to learn how to speak up. What do you think?
Yes, but I agree with that.
I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In other words, just a little, some exercises. Or maybe some help. If somebody put you down at some point in time and said, you don't know what you're talking about, you should never open your mouth, blah, 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 that happens to people.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it happens from our family. It happens from friends and from bosses and people who work with us, et cetera, et cetera. And teachers sometimes even does do that. And so then what you need is somebody, maybe you need somebody who says, you know what? You're plenty smart. You know what you're talking about. You really should speak up a little bit more. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that can help for some people. But I also think that the problem with believing oneself as a shy person or not having confidence is that the entire focus of your attention is on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of networking and growing as a person is to take the focus off yourself and put it on other things outside of you, the world.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking up at a meeting, what gets in the way is all sorts of thoughts about what they're going to think of me and how what I'm going to say is going to come out, when where the attention, one's attention should be, is on the topic at hand.
If I don't contribute something that hasn't, there's something that hasn't been said yet, and if we don't get what I know that no so far hasn't been said, if that doesn't get on the table, we're not going to have the best product.
Exactly. And so it's people's shyness and lack of confidence, in quotation marks, that gets in the way of building the best ideas or products or processes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's my idea. That's the idea I'm working with in this book.
Okay. And so how do we put all that to work? How do we give us an idea about how we make that happen?
Well, I think the first step is making a distinction between being a shy person and feeling shy or behaving shy in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said at first to you that I'll bet there are little corners of your personality where you, in fact, are, you know, perhaps less assertive. I don't know what they are. But I think we all have.
You haven't seen that in me at least so far.
I mean,
we've met, we've done the show 1,000 times, and you haven't found those little corners of me. you're just speculating that I actually have them, right?
That's right. And it takes a long time for people to get to know each other and for us to get to know ourselves, right? Maybe
right.
You don't even know where they are.
Well, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, I know. I'm actually trying to think about where those are. I haven't found them yet.
Mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes, and this is part of what I'm trying to say, sometimes we focus our attention and our energy on doing the things that are easy and comfortable, and so we just don't have time for the things that are challenging and more difficult. And sometimes, for some people, that is speaking up or meeting new people or attending events where they've never been before.
Well, you know, I want to add another thing to what you said a minute ago, because I like what you said about not making it all about you.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when I speak up, when I assert myself, when I interview people on my show, some of what I say is what I want them to hear. But an awful lot about what I say, why I say what I do, is because I want to know what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't speak up, I may never know what they think.
So
hold that thought. We got to take a break.
All right.
When we come back, I'm going to get you to answer about it. So, folks, if you're shy, if you're not assertive, if you don't speak up, if you feel like people are pushing you around, maybe you need to be a little more curious. I'm going to get at least to respond to that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back. Little Aretha there for you, the Queen of Soul. That song is 40 years old and it's still classic, still rocking. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Elise Bennett is with us, and she's always rocking. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
And you're still mentoring future marketers, aren't you?
I am.
And they can find out more about that at your website, right? How to become one of your pupils.
And they can sign up for my quick tips from Marketing Mentor.
All right. So I hope you'll check that out, folks, at marketing-mentor.com. And the books, can they find the books there?
Yeah, the books are all there.
All right. And the new book, Stop Pushing Me Around, is going to be out soon. And we can hardly wait, Elise. We've got it already. Oh, that's right. You can pre-order it. We've got our audience whipped into a fever pitch over this book, Elise. We've been working on it so hard. Okay. I was going to let you respond to something when we went to the break.
Yes. You mentioned the word curiosity.
Yeah.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly that being curious is the antidote to shyness.
So maybe try to be more curious. Maybe that's a tip that we could give them. If you're trying to become unshy, maybe you should try to let your curiosity have a little more control.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, what that's about is what I was saying before, and that is shifting your attention, redirecting your attention away from you and onto something outside of you, and that requires curiosity. You need to want to know, and you need to not think you already know. And that's a big problem I see with a lot of my clients who consider themselves shy, and, you know, we talk about, well, how about here's an event you could attend and possibly meet some prospects. Oh, no, those people there, they're going to already be working with someone, and they already know each other. That's what goes through someone's mind, all the reasons why they don't need to do the new thing. And the characteristic is that they, for some reason, think they already know.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea.
Right.
There's no way to know.
And that's where the first emotion, I guess, needs to be, you know, I can't let this be all about me. And the second emotion is, or the second step is, so if it's not going to be about me, it must be about somebody else. And the person in front of me right now is that person, who, you know, that's somebody else. And I need to be more curious about what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
What they think, what they do, what they need, what they're involved in, what they care about. And that's what's interesting to me. Some people say to me, I just don't know what to ask. And I think, well, you just have to look around to what's in front of you. You know, ask about what they're wearing. Ask about the food they're eating. Ask about, you know, anything. You have to see in order to think of what to ask.
But why did you fix your hair that way is not a good question, right?
It could be. It could be.
You know, you walking up to somebody and saying, so you think that color works for you, huh? That's not good, though. That's not a good one, probably.
That's an interesting color. I've never seen that combination together.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about that. What a creative thing for you to do.
I mean, I really think anything to get a conversation started, and people get so focused on what they're going to say that they don't say anything.
Well, you know, and we were having a little fun there, at least, which we always do when you join us, and I appreciate that about you. But, you know, humor is a great way to get things going, isn't it?
Definitely.
And but shy people aren't quick with humor, are they?
Well, I think maybe they censor themselves.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying they're not capable of it, because I know shy people that whenever they actually do say something, it just tears the house down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just get so tickled that what they've said, and a lot of times the humor is very dry, and it's so funny.
Yeah,
the key is to get it out of them.
It's true. And I also think that people are so worried about what someone's going to think about them, when the reality is most other people aren't listening either.
It's not about you, is it?
Right.
You're getting too wrapped up in yourself.
Exactly.
So most people aren't listening anyway. So what you're saying is silly to be shy, because you're worried what people are going to think about you when they're not listening anyway.
Right. Right. That's why you probably have to say your name 3 times before someone actually hears it.
Exactly. Well, you know, really, to me, a shy person is perfectly suited for probing people about themselves, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All they got to do is learn a few probes. What do you do? You know, where do you live? Tell me about your family, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Short little questions you ought to be able to get out that let the other person talk, and it'll make you seem like an incredible conversationalist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look at all the stuff you'll learn.
That's right.
Yeah. So the book's coming out in about a month.
Right.
Do we know when? Do we have a date?
I don't have a date.
All right. But you're going to be back, and we're going to launch it, right?
Yeah. I think we should launch it in August.
Oh, in August.
Yeah.
I don't think I can wait that long. I'm all a Twitter about this, Elise. I don't think I can wait. I don't think the audience can wait that long. I think they're just about to they're at the tipping point, I think, Elise. Give us the website again, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Thanks, Elise. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Quick break, right back with our good buddy Rob Levin right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.